This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, as you know, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, you may not know this. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time in a long time. But right here on the USA Radio Network, the USA Network and Wayne Allen Root have been kind enough to give yours truly, Lee Elsie, a chance to spend an hour with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, warming up the crowd, getting ready for Wayne. He'll take over in exactly 1 hour. But as I sit here, there is a very important news conference that's going on in Washington, and Donald Trump and all his team of doctors are talking to the nation. So it's important. Let's go to that if we can, Chris, right now. We'll keep it here.
When you mitigate. So no mitigation, mitigate. This is based on the experience around the globe with this particular virus. And so it does have a tail.
Showing a chart on deaths per day.
You can see by this projection, and this is the IHME.
Showing a chart on deaths
data,
per day right now.
The peak is over the next 2 weeks. And that's and this is tracking mortality, so the number of fatalities from this virus. And so that's the part that we think we can still blunt through the superb medical care that every client is receiving, but also even more stringent people following the guidelines.
I can't see the small characters, but are we seeing deaths until June? I can't really.
This is June.
So we would still see problems and deaths in June.
It's a projection.
Of course.
So, I mean, just getting back to what I said about the stepwise thing, deaths always lag. So you will be seeing deaths at a time when, as an epidemic, we're doing really, really well because the deaths will lag.
Dr. Fauci, should Americans be prepared for the likelihood that there will be 100,000 Americans who die from this virus?
The answer is yes. We need, as sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility, that that's what we will see.
A very short period of time for that to happen.
Right.
Can the country handle that in such a short period of time, within a couple of months?
Yeah.
50,000 a month.
You know, it will be difficult. I mean, no one is denying the fact that we are going through a very, very difficult time right now. I mean, we're seeing what's happening in New York, that is really, really tough. And if you extrapolate that to the nation, that will be really tough. But that's what it is, Jim, and we're going to have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, I think because the model, that model that was from IHME, that's based and heavily laden by the data that has come in from New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. So, you know, that can skew to a higher peak and more significant mortality. If all of the other states are able, and all the other metro areas are able to hold that case number down, then it's a very different picture. But you have to predict on the data you have, which is heavily skewed to New York and New Jersey.
Getting back to that, that's really an important slide that Dr. Berg showed. The cluster of other cities that are not New York and not New Jersey. If we can suppress that from any kind of a spike, the numbers could be significantly lower than what we're talking about.
You have some cities that are not following these guidelines.
And that's the reason my plea at the end of my remarks, Jim, that now is the time to put your foot on the accelerator, because that's the only thing that's going to stop those peaks.
Some of the cities are doing very well, as you say, very well at this early stage, but the number, the doctor said 100,000, the number is between 100 and 200,000, maybe even slightly more, but we would hope that we could keep
it. Can we have the next slide, or the slide after that?
Just go, yeah, one more slide. Perfect. Yeah.
Would you tell cities that aren't doing what, you know, New York, New Jersey, Washington, you know, the cities that have been taking charge in all of this, would you urge some of the cities that haven't been doing this, Mr. President, to get with the program?
Well, I would, but if you see New York, I believe the blue is New York. New York is having a much harder time than other of the cities, certain cities are doing. Actually, if you look down here, an incredible job. They were early, and they were very, very firm, and they've done an incredible job. This is New Jersey, New York. This is...
you remember California and Washington State were down here, and they had some of the earliest cases.
But we're seeing places in Florida not doing what New York and New Jersey have been doing, what Washington State has been doing
very well with the Paris.
Mr. President,
could maybe direct the question to you and then to Dr. Fauci as well. You told us yesterday that you're accomplishing, or the U.S. at least is accomplishing 100,000 tests per day, but we're still hearing difficult stories from the front lines of the first responders that you praised so appropriately a little while ago, that they can't test all of the people that they need to test. Do you have any kind of projection as to when everyone who needs a test will be able to receive one?
Yeah, I can only say that we're doing more than anybody in the world by far. We are testing highly accurate tests. These are tests that work. As you know, many tests are being sent to countries and they're broken. Well, we're doing, every day we get, and the word is exponential, we are getting more and more and more. And now we have the new test that you saw yesterday. That's going to be rolled out, I think, tomorrow or the next day. And that's going to take only a few minutes, literally a few minutes, to see the result. And it's a highly accurate result. I mean, tests were given out, not by us, by other countries, where there was a 50-50 chance that it was wrong. What kind of a test is that? These are highly accurate tests, but the new tests that are coming out are very quick, and they were just developed. Abbott Labs did the one yesterday. So we're doing more than anybody in the world by far, and they're very accurate tests, and we're getting a lot of information from those tests.
The test President unveiled yesterday, the Abbott Laboratories test, which is a 15-minute test. Our team is working very closely with Admiral Giroir and FEMA to make sure that those are distributed around the country. Earlier this week, Abbott Laboratories is actually going to be producing 50,000 tests a day and distributing those around America. There's already the machines in some 18,000 different locations around the country. And they've told us they have several thousand on the shelf now. And what we're doing is trying to identify the areas where we may yet have pockets, or, as Dr. Birx often says, where we want to do more immediate testing so that we can do what's called surveillance testing to identify where there may be coronavirus cases where there's been very little incident. But if I could just amplify one other point, and that is that when you look at this chart, go back 15 days, and the reality is that, and this is me speaking as a layperson, but as I've listened to our experts, I mean, New York and the greater New York City area have unique challenges. It's a city that we really believe may have had exposure to the coronavirus much earlier on than we could have known, and had its own challenges. And New York, Connecticut, New Jersey are leaning into this effort. But when we look at this chart for all the other states, including Washington State and California, it really does give evidence that, at least it begins to give evidence that the 15 days to slow the spread is working. And that, in fact, the American people are putting these things into practice in states across the country, including in New York and New Jersey, even though they've faced a greater magnitude of cases for certain circumstances that are related to international travel in those communities.
But I think the national shelter in place.
I think the American people, what I'd suggest to you, Jim, is the American people can look at these numbers in the other 48 states, and they can see that in the last 15 days, the president's coronavirus guidelines were working, and that's precisely why President Trump is asking every American to continue to put these guidelines into practice for 30 more days.
So right now we're at about 4,000 deaths here in the United States. You're suggesting a spike of more than 90,000 deaths over the next few weeks. Do you have a demographic breakdown of the areas that are most at risk and where most of those deaths may occur?
Well, right now, and I think if you ask Chris Murray, he would say he's using the information coming out of New York and New Jersey and applying that to potentially other states having the same outcomes. I just want to say again, this yellow line, and this is all corrected for 100,000 residents. So this is normalized so we can compare apples to apples. This is still Washington State. This yellow. So they've been able to, for a long time of measuring cases, not have a spike. So it's possible, and we're watching very closely to make sure it doesn't have a spike. But that's what the people in Washington State are doing. This is what every community, Washington State early, about 2 weeks before New York or New Jersey. California, a week before New York or New Jersey, really talked to their communities and decided to mitigate before they started seeing this number of cases. And now we know that that makes a big difference. Early, as Dr. Fauci said, if you wait till you see it, it's too late.
And again, do you have a demographic breakdown, Dr. Burks, of where these deaths may occur?
So there's a demographic breakdown that we've discussed before related to mortality. And it's as we're seeing in New York exactly what we saw in Italy. Very low mortality, not to say that young people under 30 or young people.
All right, listen, you are listening to a very important press conference. They're all important now down in Washington. Donald Trump surrounded by his entire team, including Vice President Pence. And we'll go back to that. We'll take a break. If they're still talking when we come back, we'll go right back to Washington. Again, it's Lee Elsie on the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. Don't go anywhere.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Lee Elsie again. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hours, spending all the first half hour of the show spending time listening in on the president and the news conference. So back to Washington we go.
And ask the other question, what would have happened, because this is the question that I've been asking Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx for a long time, and they've been working on this for a long time. The question is, what would have happened if we did nothing? Because there was a group that said, let's just write it out. Let's write it out. What would have happened? And that number comes in at 1.5 to 1.6 million people, up to 2.2 and even beyond. So that's 2.2 million people would have died if we did nothing. We just carried on our life. Now, I don't think that would have been possible because you would have had people dying all over the place. This would not have been a normal life. How many people have even seen anybody die? You would have seen people dying on airplanes. You would have been seeing people dying in hotel lobbies. You would have seen death all over. So I think from a practical standpoint, that couldn't have been carried out too far. But if you did nothing on the higher side, the number would be 2.2 and maybe even more. And on the lower side, 1.6 million people.
Understood. But if 100,000 is the number with full mitigation, How do you push it lower?
No, we'll go together. We've been at this a long time. You go first.
So, John, it's an obvious, very good question. If this is full mitigation and it's 100,000, why am I standing here saying I want to make it better? Because because that's what the model tells you it's going to do. What we do is that every time we get more data, you feed it back in and relook at the model. Is the model really telling you what's actually going on? And again, I know my modeling colleagues are going to not be happy with me, but models are as good as the assumptions you put into them. And as we get more data, then you put it in, and that might change. So even though it says, according to the model, which is a good model that we're dealing with, this is full mitigation. As we get more data, as the weeks go by, that could be modified.
Why does the model now, the top line on the lowball estimate, why does that not top out? I think it's at 240,000, not 200,000. Is that a change? Is that because the states haven't been doing enough?
You know, it just has to do with if you had more New Yorks than New Jersey, you know, Chicago, Detroit, L.A., Dallas, Houston, you know, all of our major cities modeled like New York, that's what gets us into trouble. But I am reassured by looking at the Seattle line, by looking at the LA line, by looking at what California's been able to do, that that is not something that I don't believe that's going to happen. That is the outside case of having 10, 15 metros like New York and the New Jersey metro area.
And New York had community spread pretty early undetected, so don't many of those other states, if not more of them, who had even less information, aren't they likely to see the same spike?
Well, California and Washington State reacted very early to this. Yes, Washington State had some of the earliest infections. They have kept it low and steady, and for now a month has been tracking it with a small increase in the number of cases, but not this logarithmic form of the virus. And so that's the piece that we're trying to prevent. That's the piece that we're trying to prevent in New Orleans, in Detroit, in Chicago, and in Boston right now. And trying to make sure that each of those cities work more like California than the New York metro area.
Mr. President, I just wanted to get your thoughts on face masks. We asked you about this yesterday, and you signaled you were thinking about it.
Just to end the last topic, though, I think I can say this because I spoke to Dr. Birx before and to Dr. Fauci. For whatever reason, New York got off to a very late start. And you see what happens when you get off to a late start. New Jersey got off to, and I think both governors are doing an excellent job, but they got off to a very late start. When you look at Washington State, if you remember, that all started in a very confined nursing home. And you had 20-some-odd people, I believe, dying in one home. That doesn't mean it escaped that home. And so they have a very different statistic than other states. But, I mean, I remember it very vividly, the nursing home in Washington State, where you have many.
You've been listening to the president and his entire team in Washington talk about the coronavirus and the fallout of that. So we'll take a look at that, kind of look at it again when we come back. If the president is speaking, we'll go back there. If you think it's important, we'll do that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
Hey,
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases is still on an upward slope, with 75,000 identified throughout the state and over 1,500 people have died from the disease. The New York governor says everyone is asking when it will be over.
It is not going to be soon. If our apex is 14 to 21 days, that's our apex. You then have to come down the other side of the mountain.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners.
Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
And you're listening to the USA Radio Network. And again, we're going down to Washington again where Mike Pence is talking.
30 days for every American. Now, that being said, we recognize that when you're dealing with a health crisis in the country, it is locally executed by healthcare workers, but it's state managed. And so we continue to flow information to state governors. We continue to hear about the data that they're analyzing and consult with them. But at the president's direction, the White House Coronavirus Task Force will continue to take the posture that we will defer to state and local health authorities on any measures that they deem appropriate. But for the next 30 days, this is what we believe every American in every state should be doing at a minimum to slow the spread.
So unless we see something obviously wrong, we're going to let the governors sit. Now, if it's obviously wrong, I mean, people can make things, they can make a decision that we think is so far out that it's wrong, we will stop that. But in the case of Governor DeSantis, you know, there's two thoughts to it, and two very good thoughts to it. And he's been doing a great job in every respect, so we'll see what happens. But we only would exercise if we thought somebody was very obviously wrong. Go ahead, your turn.
Thanks. I had a question in a minute for the Vice President about the National Strategic Stockpile, but while you're at the podium, I wanted to ask about your call with President Putin a couple days ago. I know a big economic concern for a lot of people has been the state of oil prices right now.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you raised that with President Putin, if you were able to.
We did. We had a call. It was probably about that, the oil prices, because, as you know, Russia and Saudi Arabia are going at it, and they're really going at it, and by going at it to the extent that they are, the oil has dropped to a point where, look, it's the greatest tax cut we've ever given, if you look at it that way, because people are going to be paying 99 cents per gallon of gasoline. It's incredible in a lot of ways, going to help the airlines, but at the same time, it's hurtful to one of our biggest industries, that's the oil industry. It's really, it's not even feasible what's going on. So I spoke to President Putin about that. I also spoke to the Crown Prince about that, Saudi Arabia. No, I think, yeah, they're going to get together, and we're all going to get together, and we're going to see what we can do, because you don't want to lose an industry. You're going to lose an industry over it. Thousands and thousands of jobs. We have, I don't know if you know, there's oil all over the oceans right now. The boats are all filled. The ships are, they're renting ships that were dying, that weren't doing well, and now, like, that's where they're storing oil, and they're sent out to sea, and they sit there for long periods of time. There's so much oil. In some cases, it's probably less valuable than water. In some parts of the world, water is much more valuable, so we've never seen anything like it. But the two countries are discussing it, and I am joining at the appropriate time if need be. We had a great talk with President Putin. We had a great talk with the Crown Prince. We also discussed, more so with President Putin in this case, the virus, because Russia is being hit pretty hard. And we discussed many things. Trade, we discussed a lot of things with both. But in the case of both, we very much discussed the oil and the oil prices. I mean, you look, it's $22, but it's really much cheaper than that if you want to negotiate. Nobody's seen that. That's like from the 1950s. It really is. You know, to think that it was 50, 60, 70, 80, and now it's 22. But, you know, if you put a good bid in at 9, I think you could probably get what you wanted, right? John, please.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier today that now would be a good time to start looking toward, if there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and work on an infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
Again, you suggested it should be $2 trillion, which is twice what the last one was, or the proposal at least. Are you anticipating that, like after the economic crisis of 2008-2009, America will need to have so-called shovel-ready jobs ready to go to get people back to work?
Well, the problem with that one is they had maybe shovel-ready jobs, maybe not, but they never used it for the purpose of infrastructure. So far, nobody's been able to find any money that was spent on infrastructure. I want to use it for infrastructure. And one of the reasons I'm suggesting it, John, is we're paying zero interest. The United States is paying almost zero interest rate. The Federal Reserve lowered the rate, the Fed rate. And that, and a combination of the fact that everybody wants to be in the United States. You know, we have a dollar that's very strong, and I know that sounds good, but it does make it hard to manufacture and sell outside because other currencies are falling, and our currency is very strong. It's very, very strong. Proportionately, it's through the roof. So we have a strong dollar. People want to invest in the United States, especially nowadays where they're looking at safety. They have all of the problems, plus the virus at 151 countries. They all want to come into the United States. And so we have a zero interest rate, essentially. And I said, wouldn't this be a great time to borrow money at zero interest rate and really build our infrastructure like we can do it? So the plan was, the Republicans had a plan of about 750. I would say they were, at 7.5. Well, you had, the Democrats were a little less than $1 trillion. The Republicans were a little bit less than that. And I'm suggesting $2 trillion. We redo our roads, our highways, our bridges. We fix up our tunnels, which are many of them in bad shape, like coming into New York, as you know, a lot of really bad shape. And we really do a job on our infrastructure. And that doesn't mean we're going to do the Green New Deal, because I won't do it. I won't approve it. We're not going to do the Green New Deal and spend, you know, 40% of the money on things that people just have fun with.
How would you pay for it, sir?
We're going to borrow the money at 0% interest. So our interest payments would be almost zero, and we can borrow long term. People want to be in the United States. They want to be invested in the United States. Go ahead, Jim.
I wanted to get back to the virus. You were saying at the beginning of the press conference that you're looking at holding back 10,000 ventilators. Is that because you need to pick and choose where these ventilators are going to have to go because of the nature of the pandemic?
Right. Good question.
Spreading? And also, I just wanted to ask Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, if it's possible, after you finish, is that part of the reason why you're projecting 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, that there are going to be some people who aren't going to be able to get ventilators?
Actually, just the opposite, because we're holding back. We have almost 10,000, and we're holding because we're going to need them over the next couple of weeks as the surge goes on. You see the chart. We haven't hit the top yet, and we have to be able to move them immediately. And we can't take them, because it's going to be very hard to do that. We can't take them to places that aren't needing them. Plus, we have requests for ventilators in hospitals and in states and cities that don't need them, in our opinion. They don't need them. They won't need them at the top. So we're holding it back for flexibility. We actually just took 600 and we sent them to different locations today. But we have close to 10,000, and we'll be able to get them, and we're all set to march. We have the National Guards and we have FEMA, and we're all set to move them to the places. So as for your second question, what we're going to do is save lives because of it, because otherwise we would not be able to get to the ventilators. And we don't know what the hottest spot is.
Ventilator shortage right now?
In some areas we might, but we've done a great job with ventilators, and we're having them made. Unbelievable. We have now 11 companies making ventilators. Now they'll be starting to arrive in the next week, but we've also grabbed a lot of them. Some hospitals had more than they were saying, or at least more than we knew about, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. But we want to be able to have, I guess the word would be flexibility, so that if the surge turns out to be much stronger in Louisiana, which it could, that we can immediately bring 1,000
or 2,000 to Louisiana.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get them. We wouldn't be able to say, listen, Governor Cuomo in New York, we want to take ventilators away from New York. And they'll say, well, we can't do that. It would be a disaster. So we have great flexibility. Now, when the surge occurs, if it occurs fairly evenly, we'll be able to distribute them very quickly before they need them. But we want to have, we have a reserve right now. It's like having oil reserves, except more valuable, frankly. But we have a reserve right now. And we'll be able, and we also have a great team of people ready to deliver. They can move them fast. So when we see it going up in a certain state, and Louisiana could be one, and Michigan could be another with Detroit, because Detroit is having a lot of hard time right now. Detroit came out of nowhere, and that's what happens with this. It comes out of nowhere. So we are ready, Jim, depending on what happens, and we have a stockpile, and that's why it's called a stockpile. Now, a lot of the ventilators and a lot of the other equipment, rather than sending it to the stockpile, we had it sent directly to a hospital, to a location, to a place. So we didn't have the cumbersome nature of having it come in, unboxed, put in, and then deliver. We have it brought, which they've never done before. They don't do that. Generally speaking, they don't do that. But we've had, I think, Mike, we've had tremendous success.
All right, we are back. Again, we're listening in on the president and his entire staff down in Washington. So we'll take a quick break. If he's still talking, we'll go back. It's that important. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Alan Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
The communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts, starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, we are back. Again, this is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here in about 15 minutes or so. We're listening in down at the White House, so back we go to Donald Trump.
Sure, directly to the hospital or the state where it's going. So we're trying to keep it that way as much as possible. Now, in some cases, we are having it brought. Remember this, we also took over a virtually empty, and I say it again, just like we had no ammunition in the military, and we had virtually no ammunition, well, we had very little in medical supplies, too, in our stockpile. So, for the most part, we're trying very hard to have it delivered to the site where they need it. Yeah, please, go ahead.
President, here in the United States, domestically, we can practice social distancing, but some of our sailors, specifically on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, they're not able to. They're in confined spaces. What are your thoughts on that? Should they be offloaded? And then then, sir, are you concerned...
I'm going to let the military make that decision.
Yes, sir, but are you concerned about U.S. military readiness during this pandemic? For instance, what would happen if, as reported, China was to increase patrols in the South China Sea? What would your
response be? We're going to see all about that. Don't worry about our military. You know, you saw the military put up a hospital in 3.5 days with 2,900 beds, with a lot of beds. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And by the way, that wasn't the only one. It wasn't just the Javits Center. It was at other locations. And now it's Louisiana, and now it's New Jersey, and now it's other places. One thing that I think is indisputable is when I watch the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA working with them, but when I watch the Army Corps of Engineers throw up these hospitals, and they're complex. I mean, these are incredible buildings, essentially, tents and various things, but they did it in such a short period of time. And our military is ready like you haven't seen. And you know who the best guests are, the different shows are? We watch the shows at night. And I think the best guests that I've seen in a long time are the military people, and they've never done it before. I've watched General Semonite, who I deal with a lot, and I say, General, you got to give us 2 new hospitals in Louisiana. Yes, sir. And the next morning, they're building them at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're up in 3 days. I think they're the best guests you have. I guess I'm tired of the other guests, in all fairness.
What kind of message do you have?
Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This may be an uncomfortable question, but what would the models have looked like that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci showed us if we had started these social distancing guidelines sooner than February or January, when China, South Korea were doing those sorts of things?
Well, I'm going to let them answer that.
In terms of what information we're getting from them, but if we had started these practices sooner, could these models be different right now?
I'm going to let them answer the question, but remember this, and again, I say it, and everybody says it. You know who says it better than anybody is Dr. Fauci. I had a decision to make. Maybe it was my biggest decision. China was heavily infected, and thousands of people were coming from China to the United States. And against the wishes, not even wishes, but they disagreed with the decision, I made a decision to stop China from coming in. Took a lot of heat, even from China. They weren't exactly happy. I just made a trade deal, a big one, $250 billion trade deal, and I'm shortly thereafter saying you can't come into our country. That was a big decision. That was earlier than the date you're talking about. So that was a big decision. That was probably, and by the way, not because I did it, that was probably the biggest decision we made so far. But if you look at the one graph, the problem New York has is New York started late, but the other ones didn't start so late. Now, New York is also more complicated because, you know, for obvious reasons, but it got a late start. But do you want to maybe answer those questions?
I don't know if you can go back to slide 2, because I wanted to explain 2 things that I think is really important, because we had a lot of questions about mortality and what it meant. Okay.
All right, so that pretty much wraps it up. I appreciate Chris doing a great job pushing all the buttons. We listened in for the entire hour here to Washington and Trump and the team give you the latest as far as the coronavirus outbreak. And I'll tell you, how about the symbiotic, friendly relationship between Trump and Acosta today? No punches thrown, no nothing. Pretty good. So maybe...
Hey, Lee, the headline for today.
That might be the headline. Hey, Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll catch you right here on Thursday. Again, same time, same channel. Until then, see you. Be safe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Than mine has.